Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on how to be understood. And the next one is going to seem obvious, but it does affect your ability to connect with others. Take care of yourself. You hear me say this if you listen to this show at the end of the show all the time, but really take care of yourself. As you start to mind your own business from head to toe, inside and out, every aspect of your life. It makes you magnetic. When I coach people around dating, yes. When I coach people around business, yes. Money, everything. It makes you magnetic when you start to consciously take care of yourself, take care of your business, take care of your home, take care of your life, take care of your physical body, take care of your finances. As you start to take care of yourself, it makes you magnetic. It makes you magnetic to all things good. So take care of yourself. Really consciously, right now, as you hear me say this to you, your intuition is probably firing and saying to you, hey, start doing this. And it could be the simplest thing. Like there was something that a shift I made recently that changed everything for me. And it was so small and it made me magnetic. And so I know as you start to take care of yourself, not only does it, I think it raises your self-confidence immensely. It also takes you out of the space. It takes time, the time that you would typically use to lament and criticize yourself. You start using that energy for good. You start using it to better your life instead of make yourself feel less than. And when you feel good about yourself, it opens the channel so that you can connect. And as you truly, genuinely connect through that magnetism, you will be understood. People are drawn to what they understand. And so even if they don't fully understand it, that's what's so crazy. My spirit guides are like, even if they don't fully understand it, they're just drawn to it. They're drawn to it. So take care of yourself. Really trust your intuition. I know the world has told us to buy a fancy exercise equipment and be on this diet and look this way and use this cream. That's not what I'm talking about. If that is a part of your routine and that is something that you need, by all means. But really, I'm talking holistically. Look at your life and say, where do I need my own care and attention? And then put it there. And it's usually a small thing. If you feel like you're hearing, in quotes, that you need to do this, and it starts to get convoluted and confusing, and this thing has to add to this thing, and if you don't do this thing, that's not your intuition. Your intuition gives you one small step because it wants you to understand. So why would it give you something really complicated? So keep it simple and take really good care of yourself. Start with your body, move into your home, your finances, your work, the things that you value. Take care of yourself and then see what shows up as a result of you doing so. You'll be amazed. Just that thing, you know? Yeah. Taking care of yourself is an act of self-love. So by the nature of being in the energy of self-love, you will attract energy that loves you. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Check out my services on my website. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey to create real transformation. Until next time, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program. It is an honor and a joy to serve you.